thanks to the weather, the first part of this week for senators, but still some work done this week. A couple of different bills relating to taxes. There's one that's been talked about that would essentially refund money to, I believe, homeowners, and another one that is essentially a repeat of last year's House Bill 253, which would phase in over a period of time an income for individual and business income tax as well. So taxes look to be a big issue again this year, Senator.
Yes, Senator Smith out of St. Louis submitted a bill. The bill number was 666. And what it did, there was a $600 million surplus last year, and some of it has vaporized somehow. But he wanted to make a tax refund to residents, not to businesses, in the state of Missouri. And if you had a house appraised at like $150,000, I think you'd get like $200 back. So we did pass that out. I don't know where it'll go, what the House will think of it, or what the governor will do with it. But that received quite a bit of conversation this week, so we were able to pass that out. The other tax bill, Senator Krause introduced a bill last year that was pretty controversial. He's introduced a bill this year, and it is a tiered tax cut, sales tax cut. Happen over a number of years. When revenue reaches a certain point, then there would be a reduction in the sales tax amount that would continue to decrease down. I think it would get it down 0.5%. Last year, there's quite a bit of controversy because the schools thought that it would affect them. This year, apparently, the bill's been designed to be where they aren't worried about being detrimental to schools. And so that bill's out there. It's been tabled. It'll be brought back up probably next week for more floor discussion and more input into it.
There was a point mentioned, and that was a couple of points on this, actually, that were mentioned on the floor this week. One of them goes back to, I think, the origins of this bill, and is that the sponsor thinks at least he has a deal with the governor and has worked through all the fine points that the governor didn't like last year and why he vetoed the bill, where he thinks that the governor would not veto this bill. That's one of the points of contention. The other one is some senators saying, why phase this in over 5 or 10 years since a relatively small tax cut? Why not just do it all at once?
Yeah, there's lots of different directions. And when you get into floor debate like that, everybody's got an opinion. And so we'll get together on something in the end of it. Some feel that the governor will not veto it because the projections needed to meet the tax cut will never be gotten to. We cannot ever reach that level. So they figure that we're not in danger of having it. And so the governor would go ahead and approve something like that. I don't know. So it just takes a lot of floor debate. That's the nice part about the Senate. You've got 34 people out there, lots of different ideas, and you've got a couple lawyers, a doctor, you know, pharmacists, business people, school teachers. So you get lots of different ideas out there. So I thought it was amazing on a bill we did last week with the failing school systems. Start out, and I think they combined 9 bills, and then there were 17 senators that input into it, and everybody got along. And so this tax cut bill is going to take a lot of that. So it will take a lot of negotiation.
Along the same lines of tax, it's believed the House may start on and maybe even finish with the fiscal year 2015 budget before mid-session recess in 2 weeks, which would mean most likely the Senate may see the next budget earlier than in most years, possibly as early as early to mid-April.
I've been around up here 12 years now, and that would be unusual to get it. That's always been the rules, to get it to the Senate right before spring break and take it up after spring break. And that takes a lot of time to bring it up and go through all the committees and everything like that. And we spend an awful lot of time on the budget, but it's also $25 billion of Missouri taxpayer money. So we need to be careful with it. It's not our money. It's the people at home. It's their tax money. So it takes a lot of debate and a lot of discussion going that way. It is interesting. I think we're up a little over 2% this year for income coming in. So it's going to allow a little bit more discretion, maybe a few extra things. I know schools are going to get some extra money, I think. So it's looking pretty positive.
You look forward to this debate on the budget on the floor?
It's always very interesting because there again, you got a bunch of different ideas and a bunch of people are scrambling because everybody wants money and everybody's program is their favorite program, and you'll see both sides. And our principal thing is to take care of what we got, stay a low debt state, keep our triple A bond rating, and proceed on with that. So there's a lot to that. Speaking of that, there was another bill that Senator Parsons introduced for a bonding bill that would go out to maintain a lot of the state buildings. It would build the Fulton Mental Hospital, which really, really needs it in the worst way. It's truly an embarrassment to the state. I think that's $400 million to rebuild that. But then it would allow a lot of smaller maintenance projects. Nothing new, but to maintain what we've got. That took quite a bit of floor debate, too, and we'll kind of see where that goes.